This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA. Today, we're with Mike North, who is with EverAg. Mike, tell us a little bit about the challenges we're facing with dairy on the demand side.
It's really twofold. The American consumer has faced the effects of inflation for the last 3 years that have curtailed some of their consumption. They're spending more dollars to get fewer goods, and result is we have less volume working its way through the system and ending up in their refrigerator. And the second of that, very similarly, the global consumer has taken a softer stance in the market. And you could highlight China as maybe one of the weakest buyers in the world marketplace right now, but it's seen elsewhere as well. Southeast Asian market has been soft. The Middle East, North African market has been hit and miss. And so consumption around the globe has, you know, depressed milk values as flows of product just aren't going where they had in the years prior.
I think one of your messages was volume, volume, volume.
Yeah, you know, dairy products are special in that they have a very short shelf life. You can't just keep them around indefinitely. They have to move. And if they don't move, they have a negative impact on price. And so that volume not going, whether it's domestically or globally, to its final destination hurts us.
And one of the only bright spots we see right now is butterfat. Producers are really looking to make more butterfat because that is a profitable area for them.
Oh, you're seeing that in values as butter prices wholesale are approaching $3, as we have a genuine shortage, if you will, of production around butter and fat products as more and more of this milk is finding its way to the cheese vat. And so, we've kept inventories down, which naturally gives a little bit of a price boost to butter.
And you had a very strong message to dairy producers to get to their FSA office as soon as possible.
Yeah, around the dairy margin coverage. It's a tool that, oddly enough, is not used by all dairymen in the country, but should be. It's a very affordable, very effective tool to cover margin, especially on production up to 5 million pounds annually. And that first tier of coverage is literally the best value you can get for your money, and something we tell every one of our clients to go sign up for.
A quick little thumbnail sketch of EverAg. It's a growing company, and you're doing a great job out there. Tell us a little bit about EverAg.
Yeah, so I work in what we call our financial services group, and the financial services group specializes in helping farmers and really anyone that's connected from the farm all the way out to the consumer to the supply chain that has commodity price risk exposure. We work with dairymen, we work with cattlemen, we work with grain producers, we work with feed mills, we work with processors, retailers, and you name it. Anybody that has exposure to the ups and downs of a marketplace, we touch inside of our financial services group. And that was a group that essentially started and grown by myself and two of my partners and goes back to the beginning of dairy markets in the early to mid-90s. That company joined forces with Dairy.com in 2021, which had a very strong tech presence throughout the whole of agriculture. Even though it was called Dairy.com, they had technologies and software offerings that spanned outside of dairy to, you know, food and liquid beverage and energy and livestock. And ultimately, they just took our name that we started on the financial services side and elevated it over the whole company. And today, you know, we look at what we offer as a digital supply chain offering, where we have technology that supports what's happening on the farm, technology that supports what's happening in all the hands that touch product thereafter, and again, all the way to the retailer. And the whole goal of this is to be able to string together all of that important information and data that's so essential to managing our businesses, and to be able to tell the story of agriculture from one end to the other with full transparency and be able to back it up with hard fact.
Also, you really have a great newsletter that's chock full of information and easy to read.
Yeah, absolutely. You can find a lot of our information right at insights.ever.ag, and lots of different newsletters and podcasts and videos. However you like to consume information, you can find it there.
Give us that web address just one more time.
insights.ever.ag.
Mike North with EverAg, thanks for being with us today.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.